Little sheer. Just want to get us back into a flow. We have 1 week left to the end of this month.
No, stop.
It's what it is. It's what it is. We don't know. Just lower this.
Sheer. Oh my God.
Okay, Rabosa, let's go. I want to get us started a little bit, so next week we'll be ready to roll. Okay, so we have a new sugya, and that is the sugya of Habaylim Mitapim Benavela. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us on Daf Yudamid Beis. Chavti b'tashlumei nizko. So chavti b'nizko, lo katani, ela b'tashlumei nizko. So what is the chiddush of the Mishnah that says b'tashlumei nizko? Tanina loha, the Tana Rabbanan. Tashlumei nezek melamed shabaylim mitapim benavela. Minohani mili. So the Gemara cites a chiddush that the baylim are mitapim benavela, which means that when my shor kills your shor, so who owns the dead shor, essentially? The nizak owns the dead shor. The dead shor is by the nizak, but that needs a pasuk. How do I know that to be the case? Now, there is a Rashi here I want to focus on. And Rashi writes over here, benizko lo katani. It doesn't say benizko. Rather, it says tashlume nizko. Now, let's say it did not say tashlume nizko. I didn't have this minani mili. I didn't have these three sources that tell me that the nevela stays by the bailim. What would be the din if I didn't have the gzeres hakasuv? Without gzeres hakasuv, what's the din? So look at Rashi. Benizko lo katani. Delahave mashma shiyashalem shor gomur chai vuhu yito esanavela. What would be the halacha if I didn't have the gzeres hakasuv of bailim metaplim benavela? What would be the halacha?
You?
Is that what does the mazik have to give over? He has to give over a live, brand new shor. And he keeps the nevela. There's a double chiddush over there. Chiddush number one is, who keeps the nevela? The mazik keeps the nevela. But there's a second chiddush over here. And that is, what is the payment that has to be made from the mazik to the nizak? What is the payment? The payment is a shor. It's not cash money. It's a shor. In legal terminology, this is what we call specific performance. That's the legal term. Specific performance. You don't pay money. What do? You killed a shor. So what do you have to give back? You have to give back a shor. Now that havamina is clearly expressing something we've seen in the past, and that is, what is the nature of the chil tashlumin? There's a great raya for a havamina we've seen in the past. Rambam hilchos toin v'nitan perek hei halacha beis. Machlekes Rambam and Ravid, and a well-known Rav Chaim Brisker. What was that? What's going on over here? What's the chiyuv of the mazik to the nizak? He must, the R word,
restoration.
Meaning what? It's classic restoration in the most pristine form possible. What are you paying back? You're paying back a shor. Because you damaged a shor. You have to give back a shor. Comes the gzeres hakasuv. Comes the gzeres hakasuv. The gzeres hakasuv is going to be mechadish two things. Chiddush number one, the gzeres hakasuv is saying is the nizak keeps the nevela. The nizak keeps the nevela. That's post gzeres hakasuv. Nizak keeps the nevela. And what can the mazik pay? The mazik only pays what? He pays differential. He's only paying differential. So he's paying nevela. In other words, the keren minus nevela is what he pays. Now you could still ask the question, post gzeres hakasuv, what's the nature of that payment? The chiddush number one is the nizak keeps the nevela. Chiddush number two is the mazik only has to pay differential. Question is that I'm asking as in advance of learning the sugya, and is the question is, so at the end of the day, how much is the nizak receiving?
100.
It's like he damaged a shore of 200, killed a shore of 200, and the veil's worth 50. So how much at the end of the day is the nizak going to get? How much is he going to have in terms of net worth? He's going to have 200. He had 200. He's going to have 200. But now you can ask the question post Gzeiras HaKasuf. What is the nature of that Chiyuv Tashlum? What was damaged over here? What did Rashi say in the Havmina? What was damaged? Is a dead shore the same as a live shore? No. So what was damaged? The entirety of the shore was damaged. Because a dead shore is fundamentally different than a live shore, so you damage the entirety of the shore. So who gets the dead shore? The mazik gets the dead shore, and now you have to replace the entirety of the shore. The Chiddush post Gzeiras HaKasuv is, now we're shifting. No, you don't have to engage in specific performance. You can go ahead and pay with money, with shavat kesef, whatever, and you're only going to pay the differential. I'm going to ask a second question. How much are you paying the nizak? Are you paying, what are the pot? Again, the nizak is ending up with how much?
200.
With 200. How much, the nevela is worth 50. How much are you paying the nizak? Two possibilities. What are the two possibilities? Either you're paying him 150. In other words, the nevela always belongs to him. And he's now got a net worth of 50, so you damaged him 150, so you have to pay back 150. That's one possibility. What's the second possibility? You really damaged him how much? 200. You damaged him 200 because a live shore, dead shore, not the same thing. And really, fundamentally, you killed him on 200. You knocked out 200. So you got to give him 200. But you're giving him 200 in two tranches, in two stages. Stage one is the nevela. And that's really a payment, betoras shoveh kesef. You're paying him 50 in nevela. And then you're paying him 150, but really the chiv is a chiv of 200. You see, the first possibility, you really only owe him 150, suggests that the nature of the payment is what I'm going to use, terminology we've seen before, compensatory. You damaged him $150, you have to go give him $150. Yes, a dead shore is different than a live shore, but fundamentally, you're just being mashlim. You're fixing, you are compensating that which was lost. What was lost financially was $150. The other possibility is no, what was lost was $200. But you're paying in two different ways. You're paying 200 with two different ways. Now the Gemara has Gzeiras HaKasuf. Now you'll notice, if I just tell you, the first Gzeiras HaKasuf. Now there are three Gzeiras HaKasuf. The Gemara is going to have a Tzrichus. But the first Gzeiras HaKasuf right off the bat, let's take a look at it. Menon Emili, Amar of Ami, De Amar Kra, Make Nefesh Behema, Yeshal Mena. When an Adam goes ahead and kills a shore. So the Torah tells us, he has to pay. And what is Al Tikri Yeshamena Ella Yashlimena? What does that suggest? Yashlimena. I think Yashlimena means yeah, in other words, you have to just make up the difference. What's the difference? The difference is 150. You have to be Mashlim him. It's not Betoras Tashlumin, it's Betoras Yashlim. So you did, he had before 200, now he only has 50, so now you have to do a hashlama, you have to complete what you messed up. That seems to me how I would read that Gzeiras HaKasuf.
It's compensatory?
And therefore compensatory. In other words, you only did $150 of damage, so you have to be mashlim.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's hashlim. I hear what you're saying. 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 Rashi writes, see Rashi. Rashi uses the language of Elat B'tashlumei Nezek. Sh'temashma Hashlama. Sh'yito Nezek as an Avela. V'zeh Mashlim Lo Mashe Pochas So Misa. You Mashlim. In other words, you fix. You're using the language as fix. Fix. You're fixing. And then the next Rashi. Rashi says, Tashume Nizko Malamed Lashon Hashlama. Mashlim Lo Nezek. But clearly what he and let's go weiter. Habalam etap levera. She look at the next Rashi. Yashli mena mashma she yishalem hamosa. You pay the what? You pay the extra. You pay the extra. 1 second. 1 second. Okay. We could debate it. We could debate the point. I think it's debatable. I like my approach better, but I'm open to. I think we could debate the point. Next, Gzeiras HaKosav. The next Gzeiras HaKosav is Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana says Mehocha im Torav Yitareif Yivieu Adatreifa Lo Yishalem Adatreifa Yisham Treifa Atzma Yishalem Treifa Atzma Lo Yishalem. In other words, you only have to pay what? You don't have to pay for the Treifa. You only have to pay the. The excess, which again sounds like the trefa belongs to him, that never belonged to the mazik. That's not part of the payment. You're only paying the excess. So the damage is not for the shor itself. The damage is for the financial net worth that you did damage, and now he gets the trefa and you pay the excess. Last gzeres apasiv, v'chein tana debei chizkia, v'hameis yie lo. What does that mean? La nizak. I'm talking la nizak or la mazik. Amis lo kach haya. My lo kach haya. Rabbi Isak adak nevela de mazik. Then havi elichtav rachmana shor tachas ashor v'listok. V'ameis yelo lama shmamina la nizak. So who gets it? The nizak. The term is vague. Hameis yelo could mean Mazik, could mean Nizak. Gemara says it means Nizak, which means how much is the Mazik going to have to pay? 150. Now look at Rashi La Nizak. La Nizak. Now this is a very good dig. Really good dig. Very good dig. She yitlenu bedomin. The alav yashlim hamazik. Rashi did not have to say that. What am I being medayik in Rashi? She yitlenu bedomim ve'alav yashlim hamazik. According to this third drasha of Chizkiya, could hameis yelo meant the mazik? Could it have meant the mazik? Yes, it could have meant the mazik. What does it mean? The nizak. But how do we interpret that it means the Nizak? So the Nizak has it, or the Nizak gets it? The Nizak has it? Why do I say the Nizak has it? What was that? What did that mean? The Nizak has it because he's always had it. It's always been his. Or is it that the Nizak gets it? So what did Rashi say? She yitlenu bedamin. He takes it bedamin as payment. And now, what does the mazik now have to come out of pocket for? 150. But what's Rashi really saying? Is that the real chiv is what? Is 200. The chiv is 200. And you're getting what? You're getting the nevela b'toras domin. Sheitlenu b'domin. And now, so in that vague pasuk, v'hameis yelo, what's the pshat in the pasuk? Is it to the mazik or is it to the nizak? I think it's both. I think it's saying both. I think the vagueness in the pasuk is 100% like Ribbono Shel Olam's genius. And it's putting into the pasuk, Amesilo really means, it means it goes to the mazik. But immediately, it goes from the mazik to the nizak as what? As payment. And now, therefore, after the fact, how much what must the mazik now pay? The differential. But he's paying the nevela b'toras, b'toras dum. Now, on that pasuk,
that would imply that the mazik wants to pay him with
Well, Rabosai. If you're the mazik, do you like this halacha of the nevela? Is it a kula to the mazik?
Yes.
It's a kula to the mazik. Rather than the mazik have to come out of pocket for 200, he only has to come out of pocket for 150. It's a kula to the mazik.
Why would we give him the kula?
So now, again, I'm just giving you like some Rashi Prakim over here. I'm giving you like some just highlights as we're getting back into it. Rabosai, notice, and I'm not going to do this right now, but the tzrichus of the Gemara. The Gemara is a tzrichus. Why do we need three psukim? What is the tzrichus? How does the tzrichus work? Remind me, so who knows the Shach of Tari well. Why do we need the first, what's the chiddush? The first tzrichus is the case of Adam Amazik, sure, if he kills us, sure. You know what? There's a reason why we should be mekil on the mazik. Why? It's so uncommon. You're going to make a halacha, he has to come out of pocket 200. It's very uncommon. So therefore, there's a reason to be mekil to the mazik. What about the case of tarov tarak? What's the context? That's the context of a shomer. So did the shomer do anything biyadayim? He didn't do anything biyadayim. Okay, he didn't watch us carefully. He didn't do anything biyadayim. So that's a reason for kula to the mazik. To the shomer. Now, what's the third one? I'm ACLO. So Mamon Hizik and not Gufo. In other words, the case of the shomer, he's delinquent. The case of Adam Mazik, he's doing something via dying. Case of I'm ACLO, fell into a boar, fell ashore, shenach ashore. So there it is Mamon. We're having kulas. These are all kulas to what? To the mazik. What I want you to think about is in this chakira, the Gemara is saying, this is the way we're learning the Gemara, the way Rashi is learning the Gemara, is we're seeking kulas to the, these are all reasons to be makel for the mazik. Why would that be like something we might be open to? Be makel to the mazik, because I'll leave you to think about that. I want it. What the Gemara's Tzrichusa is doing is it's highlighting. I need three different psukim because each one alone has a certain leniency that might apply to its case and not to other cases. I have a leniency by Adam that punches out and kills a. I have an old reference, maybe Rav Fox. Even Rav Fox is too young. Blazing Saddles reference.
Oh.
He's too young.
No way.
I edited that.
He's from Memphis.
That was my first editing course.
That was your first what?
Editing course.
Okay.
That was crazy.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay.
I also love that.
It's a classic. It's a classic. Anyway. Okay. You got me all distracted. My fault. Hold off for a second. I want to make two more points. I asked you to take a look. So we have this trichus over here. Let's just read the trichus very quickly. Utzricha. So dikas rakmana maka behema yeshamenu mishun delo shchicha. I will trade for this shchicha imalo. So tzricha. So we might be more lenient. On who? On the mazik in the case of Maka Behema, because lo shchiach, trade for shchiach, so there we're not going to be more lean. V'yashmin trade for mishum de memela, ava Maka Behema de v'yadayim imalo. V'yashmin hani tar de ha Mishlo Shikha Hamishan Damela. Avahamesi Alo, the Shikha Uviadayim, Emalo. Viashni Hamesi Alo, Mishum Dimamona Kamazik. Avahacha, the Begufa Mazik, Emalo Tzrikha. So we need all three. All three entail possible coolers to the Mazik. Kamash Malan, we need all of them to say, even though there's a cooler here, we're going to be Machmir. We're going to be Machmir and demand. Meaning the din. I'm sorry, the din. The din is creating a cooler to the mazik. How is the din creating a cooler to the mazik? Because he only has to pay $150 instead of the full amount. Hold on to that point. We're going to do two more things now. Just want to set this up for you, and then we'll concretize Mitzvah next week. Look at the Ramban al Torah. Ramban al Torah on this vague pasuk on Meisielo. So the pasuk says, "V'chiyigov shor ish eshor re'eyu v'meis." Okay. Oh no, the kishonad mitloshol shom v'lo yishmer ba'alav shalim yishlem shor takas shor v'meis yelo. So says Rashi, "V'meis yelo lanizak." The Allah Yashlim Hamazik at Shistale Nizak Kol Nizka. Sounds like the Chiyuv to the Nizak is how much? It's 200. And you make payment in two levels. Payment number one of the Nevela, payment number two of the Tashlum. Ramban. Interesting Ramban. Ramban says on Nizak, V'Allah Yashlim Hamazik at Shistale Nizak Nezak Shalim. Zelosh and Raj de Rabbo Seh. In Cain, Ro'ui Shinafarish, the way this should be interpreted is Shalem Yeshalem Shor Tachas Hashor Im Hames Shielo. Im. So what are you paying? You're paying Shalem Shor Tachas Hashor Im Hames. In other words, what's the Vav? Ve Hames Yelo. The Vav is interpreted as Im Hames. In other words, how much is being paid over? 200. Now, once you're saying you're paying over 200, is there more room to say it's restoration rather than compensation?
Yes.
If it's just paying 150, it's more reasonable to say compensation. But here, what did you do? You killed a shor. What do you have to do? Yeshalem shor tachas hashor. You got to replace the shor. The havamina was, you got to replace it, said Rashi, with a shor chai. The chiddush of this sugya is, you can even replace it with what? With money. But that money is going to be inclusive of a payment of nevela, plus a payment of the tashlumin. And what is the v'hames yelo mean? Rashi says, Ramban says, im hames shielo. The vav could be interpreted not as in together with, and then it brings a rock. How many brothers were in Mitzrayim together with Yosef? The answer is they were all there. But what does the Torah say when beginning of Shmos, Paro dies, Vayakam Melech Hadash Asher Lo Yadas Yosef, and we're told the Yosef Haya Be. Yosef was in Mitzrayim and no one else was? They all were there in Mitzrayim. So how does Ramban interpret the word the Yosef Hayab in Mitzrayim? Im Yosef Shahayab in Mitzrayim, meaning he was also there. He was also there. And that says the Ramb that says Im Yosef Shahayab in Mitzrayim. That's how the Ramban is interpreting Vamesi. Now is that the only interpretation of the Pasuk?
No.
That's one interpretation. We'll call that the first interpretation. But there's another interpretation.
What's
that? Is a payment of nevela. That the nevela is part of the payment. There's another interpretation. No. He said there's two ways of. I'm getting myself. One second. I said it. What I said just now is possible, but it's not what I want to say. because I like to make clear contrast. So I'm going to say it again, different. I think what I said is a good shot in the Ramban, but I want to say it different. The pshat I said just now was Yishalem Shor Tachas Ashor Im Hameis Shielo. The way I interpret it is, how much did you damage? You did damage 200, and you're paying the Nevela plus 150. So that's not how the Ramban wants to interpret. That's what I just said, and it's not right. I think what the Ramban is saying is, who owns the Nevela? The Nizak owns the Nevela. The Nizak owns the Nevela. He has the Nevela. And now you're being Meshalem. You'll see where I'm getting. You'll see why I'm getting myself confused. I'm not confused, but I'm confusing you. I know that. So I want to, because the second half. He gave one pshat. We're going to do one more time. We're going to hit the reset button one more time. One time reset. The Ramban says, he quotes Rashi. Rashi says, Hameis yelola nizak, v'alav yisham amazik, ad shishtam anizak nezek shah. So the mace always belongs to the nizak, and now you have to pay ad shishtam nezek shalem. That's Rashi. Then he says, you could have interpreted, shalem yishlem shor tachas ashor, im hameis yelola. V'chein yosef shai b'mitzrayim, im yosef shai b'mitzrayim. In other words, the nevela already belongs to who? To the Nizak, and now with that which is already owned by the Nizak, you pay another 150. That's shot number one. The Hameis Yalo is in addition to what he has, you give 150. Then shot number two. V'itachen lefarsh al derech hapshat. Maybe this is the pshat. The Hameis Yalo owns the animal, la mazik. The mazik owns the animal. Klomar, shalem yishalem, shor tachas ashor, v'hameis yelo, la mazik. And now he has to pay tashlumin. And what's the chiddush? Shiachnisuhu la nizak v'cheshbon. And the pasuk is telling you that when you pay the Nizak, you can include what into the payment? You can include into the payment the carcass. Who asked that question? The Gemara asked that question. It's an obvious question. Why do I need this Gzeiras HaKosev if we already know Shove Kesev is Kekesev? Who asked that Kasha? Rav Kahana. Who does he ask that kasha on? He asks it on Rab, but in which of the three shitas is he asking on? He's asking on the shita of Chizkiah, on Vameis Yalo. Who's bothered by this kasha? The Rav Kahana is asking on Chizkiah. The Maran says, why are you asking on Chizkiah? Rav Kahana, big shot, ask the same kasha on your own pshat. What was your pshat? Tarof. Itaref, there's Subin. That's Subin. Why ask on Chizkiah? Ask on Yerpshat. And in fact, you could have asked the Kasha on the first Pshat too. The first Pshat too. Like, why are you asking on Chizkiah? So what does the Maram do to get out of this problem? He says there's two Rav Kahanas. It's two Rav. You should be so happy. Two Rav Kahanas. You think there's only one Rav Kahana? You know what the word Kahana means? You know what the word Kahana means? Kohen. You know how many Kohens there are? So many Kohens. It was a common name. So Rav Kahana is not asking Akasha on the other Rav Kahana because the other Rav Kahana lived when? Two generations later. So therefore, there's no Kasha Rav Kahana because that was much later. Rabosai? You like that answer? You don't like that answer. If you think about the Chakira that we're trying to develop, If you think about the chakira that we're trying to develop, listen carefully. Which is the lone gzeres hakasif? We're going to go over this on Sunday. But which is the lone gzeres hakasif that is suggesting that the payment is really a payment of 200, partially in the form of nevela? It's the last one. It's Vamesi alone. So the kasha of, what do you mean? Of course you can pay in nevela. We have a gzeres hakasif of shavei kesef kekesef afilu subin. You see, if you're learning that, no, the nevela always belonged to the nizak. It always belonged to the nizak. So how much am I paying? How much am I paying? I'm paying 150. Is there any kasha of shavei kesef kekesef? No. The only kasha is if how much is the mazik really paying? 200, partially in the form of the vela, partially in the form of cash. So now, what's the chiddush over here? Shavei kesef is kekesef. That's only a kasha on Chizkiah, who says Vamesi alo. So that might be a much more satisfying answer to the kasha that's being raised by Rav, by the Maram. There are two Rav Kahanas, by the way. Now, there's a Taisus in Maseches Ksuvos Dav Ches that says the same thing. It's a known thing. But, okay, we're going to stop here. We'll go over this. I know this has, didn't come off as clear as I would like. We'll go over it on Sunday, Bezrat Hashem, and we'll go weiter as well.